So, if I asked you what drives the highest number of murders in a major complex region like the Western Cape, you probably guess, I mean, organized syndicates or gang warfare. I definitely did.
Yeah, well, that is the common assumption, right?
Right. But looking at the 2025-26 annual performance plan from the Department of Police Oversight and Community Safety, the data tells a completely different, honestly baffling story.
It really
The
does.
number one cause of murder, sitting at 20%, is literally just arguments and misunderstandings. So, welcome to a new deep dive. We have a stack of government planning documents today, and our mission is to explore the staggering realities of crime there and the roadmap to fix it.
Exactly.
Because treating crime is a lot like treating a complex illness. You know, you can't just put a bandage on a symptom. You have to diagnose the underlying socioeconomic disease.
And the contrast between public perception and the raw data here is just stark. I mean, we're looking at a 42.6% increase in murders over the last decade.
Wow, almost 50%.
Yeah, and the geography is incredibly concentrated. Just 12 out of their 152 police stations, like in precincts like Delft and Yanga, they account for 51% of all those murders.
Okay, let's unpack this for a second because I was genuinely thrown off by that argument
Yeah,
statistic.
right, the 20% figure.
Yeah, it makes you wonder how an everyday dispute over like a parking spot or a spilled drink turns fatal that often. I mean, is the public really just that volatile, or is there a mechanical breakdown happening underneath?
What's fascinating here is you have to look at the historical and economic architecture of the region to understand it.
Right.
You've got the historical legacy of the dope system, where farm workers were paid in cheap wine. That entrenched deep systemic alcohol dependence across generations.
Oh, wow. That is heavy.
It is.
Yeah.
And add to that the current reality, where 35.5% of the youth are classified as NEET.
Wait, NEET? What does that stand for again?
Not in employment, education, or training. So you have a massive demographic trapped in poverty with zero economic mobility, interacting in environments that are just saturated with substance abuse.
So the argument is really just the spark.
Exactly. That systemic despair is the highly combustible fuel.
Man, fixing that is like repairing a high-rise building with a crumbling foundation. You can paint over the cracks in the drywall all day, but until you stabilize the sinking ground underneath, the walls will just keep fracturing.
And those fractured foundations are giving rise to much more organized systemic threats today. There's a rapidly expanding shadow economy of extortion.
Right, the report mentioned that.
Yeah, it's aggressively targeting everything from the mobility and public transport sectors to local spaza shops.
Those are the informal neighborhood convenience stores, right?
Yes, exactly. And this extortion operates as a parasitic drain on the local economy, severely limiting any chance of organic financial growth.
But here's where it gets really interesting. The report introduces an entirely different catalyst you'd never expect in a policing document: climate change.
Yeah, the authors explicitly link environmental shifts to this rise in localized crime.
Which is wild. How does that actually work mechanically?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, severe floods and droughts in the broader region decimate rural agricultural livelihoods.
Okay, so that triggers rapid environmental migration.
Exactly. Suddenly you have a massive influx of displaced people moving into those exact same urban centers like Delft or Nyanga, just looking for survival.
It's like plugging a massive industrial factory into a residential power grid.
That is a great way to put it.
The local resources, you know, jobs, housing, infrastructure, they're already maxed out. The sudden influx from climate migration overloads the circuit, and the resulting friction sparks localized violence and feeds that extortion economy.
Which brings us to why traditional policing simply cannot handle this alone. Sending more patrol cars doesn't create jobs or house climate migrants.
Right.
The government's response has to evolve into an integrated ecosystem. They refer to it as a whole-of-government approach.
I see that phrase a lot, but I want to break down how it actually works in practice. Like, for you listening, what does this mean for your daily safety?
Right.
The report details the creation of a Provincial Safety Coordination Center, or PSCC, to centralize data. But how does a data center actually stop an extortion racket or a mugging?
Think of the PSCC as the central nervous system. Previously, the Western Cape Liquor Authority, the local neighborhood watches, and the police all operated in these isolated information silos.
Just totally disconnected.
Right. But now, the PSCC pulls in real-time data from all of them. So if the Liquor Authority flags a cluster of non-compliant outlets and neighborhood watches report increased loitering, the PSCC algorithm maps that as an impending hotspot.
So instead of waiting for a 911 call, they are preemptively shifting their physical resources.
Exactly. They deploy LEKE officers, that's the Law Enforcement Advancement Plan, and specialized canine units directly to that specific block before the weekend even starts.
Wow.
Yeah, specifically to intercept illegal firearms and drugs. But the loop doesn't close there. The government then funnels those idle, neat youth from that high-risk area into the Chrysalis Youth Program.
Oh, physically pulling them out of the gang recruitment pool?
Yes, and straight into job training.
That completely shifts the concept of public safety.
It's a massive structural pivot.
Your security relies less on a single officer driving past your house and more on a highly coordinated, data-driven web involving citizen reports, predictive algorithms, environmental tracking, and youth intervention.
They are treating crime as a community resilience and environmental challenge, just as much as a strict law enforcement issue.
Which leaves a pretty fascinating question for you to mull over.
Oh, for sure.
As global issues like climate migration, inflation, and extreme inequality start severely straining cities everywhere, will this Western Cape model, this highly localized, data-driven community resilience web, inevitably become the mandatory blueprint for survival in every major city around the world?